Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Steel Jones. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about choosing. Choosing what you want to do. Choosing where you want to be, who you want to be, and the process of doing so. And the first thing I want to tell you about choosing is getting one step before. If you listened to the podcast before, it means getting ready. Now you've gotten ready, and now you're ready to choose where you want to go, what you want to do. See, this is the little scary part for a lot of people that really don't know what to expect because it's the unknown. And they want to know what's going on so they can say, I got to embrace myself, or, I got to slow down, I got to speed up. You're only going to know that in the moment. If you're going about starting to choose things, well, it's hard. Because you don't know what you want yet. You may have an idea. You may like, I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, how do you go about doing it? Where do I go? That's a fun thing. You have to pick and choose your different options of what you want and how to go about doing it. How about being this creator, being this person of like not knowing your way. See, a lot of people just don't have anyone around them. And they're so like, well, where do I start from here? Or if you got people around you to support you, well, what do I want to do? There's just so many options to choose. Or you're like, well, I know what I want to do, but how do I get there? You get there by just basically finding little things along the way to create a bigger thing. So, for example, if I've created Ash Friendly, and it all just started about living the life that I wanted to live, to be with my girlfriend, to go out every day. And I didn't know that going out every day by trying this, doing this, going here was really anything much. It was just living, making it work, making it figure out what I need to do, how to do it. As you're going through it, other things will open up. And so when you're like, hey, I've chosen A, well, now I have RSTP now to look at. Okay, well, now what do I do? And finally here, I made this decision. I'm comfortable with it. All right, let's try this. Oh, that didn't work out. Oh, this is where I like this, but I'm not really 100% like this because it just makes me feel a little different, but I do like it. And then you go down to the next one. I like it more, I like it less. That's your choice. But you're in the process of finding that out. So when you're going about it, there is no like, I failed at this. Cool, you learned. Not a failure, you learned. Oh, I'm horrible at this. You could call yourself a failure, call yourself a loser, but you learned. You're not good at it. You don't like it, scares you. Or it's just too much or too overwhelming. You thought you were going to be good at it. You thought you were going to like it. But it just, it just didn't work out. And so now you're back at square one. Because you're always going to have a base to come back to. Got to have a bread and butter. Got to have your water every day. Whatever it is, your home base is, whatever you call that. For me, it's my bread and butter. So when I go out to dinner, restaurant, everyone's got a bread and butter or something like it's cool. Make that money. No matter what, I'm going to have bread and butter at the end of the day. No matter what, if I fail this, I'm going to have this. For me, my bread and butter in my real life is my mom, my dad, my girlfriend, and my kitties. No matter what, at the end of the day, I have them. No matter what happens to me, I have them. They all know where I'm at. They know what I'm doing. They know where I'm going. They know I'm trying my damnedest, and I have them. So if you don't even know you have a bread and butter, if you don't even have one, or have the concept and idea of like, I have nothing to fall back on, then you got a starting point. If you got a starting point, well, then what avenue do I want to go to? So do I want to do something creative? Do I want to do something structured? Do I want to do something very consistent? Do I want to be a job around people? Do I want to figure out, do I want a certain color, a certain texture? Do I want to go north, south, east, west? Do I want to be in this country or another country? Do I want to go follow the heat, the coldness? It's all choices that you get to choose. And then keep finding other things. Because you can have a goal of like, hey, I got this goal. I got, you know, I want to be able to have friends and just have a job. But if you're more specific about it, then it gets a little bit trickier because, like, you're focusing on the job, not focusing on the other things. But what if all these other little things you're doing and choosing leads to something else? You can always come back to your other dream that you had when you were a child or a grown adult or middle age. Like, oh, I'm over here. I'm hanging out in Ice Cream Land, and I've always wanted to be in Legoland. But I'm in Ice Cream Land. But I like Ice Cream Land. Do I, like? Then you can choose at your own time. Like, well, I'm going to go over Legoland for a little bit because I know I always have Ice Cream Land. And I got my bread and butter. But the little decisions that you make to get there will lead you down the path. Because no matter what, at the end of the day, folks, wherever, whatever it is, whatever it says, you will find your way. You will be right where you need to be. There's no doubt in my mind that you're going to get there. So don't overthink it. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't get all stressed. And don't look at someone else's success or failures based upon yours. It's their path. It's their decision. It's not yours. You got to go your own way. And no one can tell you what your own way is but you. And if you don't, you can always listen to people. You can always think of advice. You can always follow and then lead and follow. Because a great leader and a great follower leads and follows, listens, comprehends, understands, goes through the motions of everything. Because if you only lead and you don't listen to anyone, no one's going to follow you. And if you only listen and only lead, then no one wants to listen to you because you haven't done it. It's a combination of both. Some things you may be a lot greater at. Then work with the people that are not good, that are good at that thing. Like, for example, like, I'm not really the best at communicating. I live in my own world. I have my own things. Real world sucks. I have my own fantasy world where I think of unicorns and puppy dogs and ice creams and cats and unicorns and all those other beautiful things that don't exist. I dream of feeding the homeless. I dream of housing the homeless, giving people these options and making the product, all the domestic product go down, making things cheaper, more reasonable. But that's my own world. And people can't understand that. But I don't, for me, I'm very creative. I don't really belong in the structured world of life because it just doesn't work for me. I don't belong in corporate world of being a minion and be like, walk next way, walk this way, tell me what to do. Like, man, I'm wearing pink. Man, I'm wearing bright orange. Man, I'm wearing gray today. I'm wearing these shoes. I can't really, you can tell me what to do and I'll listen and I'll figure it out my own way. But as I'm going through the path, I'm not trying to, if someone doesn't work for someone else and I try it, it might work for me. But I listen to what other people's negative and positive feelings they have because they want to protect me, keep me safe by giving them respect. And then when I give them that respect, they respect me and the world respects me because even though that we're different, even though that I don't understand them, even though they don't make sense to me, even though I'm not really much of a logical person, I'm not really a very consistent person. I'm meeting like structured and rigid and like, this is it. We're going to wake up in the morning, have lunch, boom, snack, dinner, snack, boom, bed. Like, that's cool for you, but that doesn't work for me. I'll maybe get a snack and maybe get this. And my life was crazy. I had everything coming at me. But I enjoy the chaos. And at the end of the day, I keep working through myself and working with other people that I love, respect, and care about. So when you go and you started making your choices today, and you start to just dig deep, do one thing at a time. Don't get overwhelmed. Write a list of the things that you've done. List of things you want to do. List of things you're doing today, tomorrow, next week, and you'll slowly get them all done. Well, folks, thank you very much for listening. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, love the environment, and love animals a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much. And always remember, together we are Ash Friendly.